让我们一起去读神的话语。
Let's now turn to today's scripture reading.
今天选读经文是在诗篇的第25章第1至22节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalms, chapter 25, verses 1 through 22.
我们会读单数，会众来读双数。
We will read in the odd verses, and the congregation will read the even verses.
先用中文读，然后英文读出。
We'll read this responsively, first in Cantonese, and then in English.
耶和华，我的心仰望你。
我的神啊，我所求的应允我，求你不要怜我受苦，不要怜我受苦，因为我是你的百姓。
凡等候你的必不羞愧，唯有你那唯有那无故行诡诈的必要羞愧。
耶和华，求你将你的怒气消我，将你的怒加愤我。
求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
耶和华，求你怜悯我，因为我是你的百姓。
求你不要纪念我幼年的罪孽和我的过犯，耶和华，求你因你的恩惠，按你的慈爱纪念我。
耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必以罪受死我。
他必按公义，他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的教训教训他们。
凡遵守他的律例和他的诫命的人，耶和华必以慈爱。
耶和华，求你因你的名赦免我的罪，因为我的罪重大。
谁敬畏耶和华？耶和华必支持他施加的道路。
他必安然居住，他的后裔必承受地土。
耶和华必为他的人伸冤，他将自己的人指示他。
我的眼目时常仰望耶和华，因为他必将我的脚从网里拉出来。我心里的受苦甚多，求你救我脱离我的祸患。求你察看我的仇敌，因为他们人多，并且痛痛的恨我。
求你保护我的性命，搭救我，使我自受受害。
愿纯全正直实保守我，因为我等候你。让我属以色列，脱离他一切的受苦。
Psalm chapter 25, verse 1 of David. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Indeed.None who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous.
Make me to know your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths.
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long.
Have mercy, O Lord, and strengthen us.
Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way.
Those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great.
Who is the man who fears the Lord? Him alone is struck from the faith to choose.
His soul shall abide in well-being, and his offspring shall inherit the land.
The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him, and he makes them to inherit his covenant.
My eyes are ever toward the Lord.For he will pluck my feet out of the net.
Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted.
how the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Bring me out of my distresses.
Consider my affliction and my trouble, and hear all my sins.
Oh, consider how many are my foes, and with what violent hatred they hate me.
Lord, my soul, deliver me, that I now be put to shame, for I take refuge in you.
Do may integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you.
Redeem Israel, O God,
out of all his troubles.
今日题目是《话语精读》，题目是从神的学习与指引。
The title of Reverend Wilson Chang's message, Learning and Guidance from God.
If you and I want to follow God and please Him, the place to begin is to ask Him what He wants.
如果我们想去跟随神或者去讨好神的时候，我们首先要去做乜嘢呢？就系我哋要去问佢究竟佢想要乜嘢。
That takes humility because a proud person assumes that he or she knows what God wants.
首先第一样做嘅就系我哋要谦卑我哋自己。点解？因为一个好骄傲嘅人，佢哋会就系话究竟讲神要乜嘢呢？我哋要问神去教导我哋。
See, the Lord has to soften our hearts. Has to humble us so that we can say, Lord, just like the psalmist, Lord, teach me your ways.
所以一个谦卑的人，我哋要软化自己嘅心，我哋要问神，神啊，究竟你想要教导我啲乜嘢咧？
So you're in a dangerous place if you don't do that.
所以如果我哋冇个谦卑我哋自己嘅时候，我哋会系一个危险。
We all need God's guidance to live our lives in a way that pleases Him. See, if you've been a Christian for a while, or you've been born in a Christian family, and have been raised in the Lord, you might be tempted to think you no longer need to listen and hear from God.
如果我们是譬如说在教会是一段时间，或者我们已经是一个基督徒的时候，我们可能会觉得，我已经可能知道神要我做什么。
But if you don't daily ask Lord to guide you, to lead you into the ways of everlasting, you're in a dangerous place.
但如果我们其实没有每一日的去追求，去问神，究竟神怎样去教导我们的时候，如果我们没有去这么做，我们其实是一个很危险的状态。
You see, the Bible is very clear about this. The older we are in the Lord, the more mature we are in the Christ, the more we realize then how desperate we are for His guidance.
但其实越来越我们相信主的时候，我们是更加应该在主里面更加成熟，而更加应该知道我们其实每一天每一日的是需要神去指引我们。
See, David is the psalmist here. And it's not the young David that's praying this. It's the wise, mature David who prays, Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Verse 4, right? Teach me, he says. The mature David, teach me your paths.
而大卫去写这篇诗篇的时候，他不是一个后生的时候的大卫，他现在是一个成熟的、很聪明的、很爱神的大卫。他去求神，去祈祷，他说：耶和华，求你将你的道指引我，将你的路教训我。
Do you do that?
你有没有这么做呢？
我们每一天每日有没有这样去问神呢？ David asked God to help him, lead him in the good and godly life.
就是大卫每天每日去问神，神啊，你教导我，去指引我的路。
You see, it's easy to conclude after reading the psalm, and I hope you see this, that David the believer wants to eagerly to learn from God, eagerly to be guided by Him.
我希望大家能够透过呢篇诗篇，都能够学习，就话好似大卫一样，佢好想嘅，好热心嘅，希望神能够去指引佢。
And of course, God uses His Word to guide us.
而当然嘅神就系用佢嘅话语去指引我哋嘅路。
Jesus prays, John 17:17, New Living Translation, Make them holy. How? By your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth.
而好似耶稣基督佢系去祈祷嘅时候，就喺个约翰福音嘅17章第17节，我讲到话，求你用真理使他成圣，你的道就是真理。
You see, the man or woman, the boy or girl who wants to obey, who wants to trust and obey God, wants to understand the Bible.
而就话每一个人，就算无论系男定系女，而佢哋好想嘅去跟随神，去依靠神，佢哋好想去明白圣经嘅话语。
It's not just an exercise for him or her. He or she wants to follow in the way of truth.
唔系话只系话只系想去睇一啲嘅话语，而真系话人一个信主嘅人系好想嘅得到神嘅指引，希望得到神嘅真理。
And obviously, we can't understand the Bible by ourselves. We cannot. We need God's help to do that.
当然嘅，我哋好难嘅，只系靠我哋自己嘅能力去了解神嘅话语，我需要神嘅引领。
And that's why verse 5 is a great prayer that you ought to pray daily. Verse 5 is saying we sit down with our Bibles every day and say, "Lead me, Lord. Lead me into your truth."Teach me from your truth. You are the God of my salvation. You've rescued me.
所以喺呢篇嘅诗篇第二第诶呢一篇入边嘅第五节啊，讲到就话，所以话佢讲话，求你以你的真理引导我，教训我，因为你是我的救主，我终日等候你。
That's something very practical. Just take this psalm, take verse 5, and just pray that right now. Just pray it silently. Lead me.Lord, lead me into your truth. Teach me from there. You are my God, the God of my salvation. You rescued me.
所以就话，就算我哋系应该每一日嘅，或者就算我哋喺在当中，我哋坐喺个地方嘅时候，我哋可以静默嘅去祈祷，就话求主去引导我。
Now, you and I have just read this psalm, and of course, I have the advantage of looking at it over a longer period of time.
我哋啱啱去睇呢篇嘅经文，但系当然啦，我作为牧师嘅，佢睇睇呢篇经文睇咗好多篇。
But it's obvious as it unfolds, especially verses 6 to 11, that the psalmist focuses on God's character here.
而当然嘅，当我睇第六至第十一节嘅时候，入边系讲到神嘅位格，佢嘅特性。
And if you peruse verses 6 to 11 in particular, you'll see that.You can see the phrases there of the characteristics of God mentioned.
而当你睇第六至第十一节嘅时候，你睇到就话入边当中去形容咗神嘅性格。
Mentions His goodness, His mercy, His steadfast love, and He alludes to forgiveness.
就系喺六至十一节讲到就话有神关于有神嘅美好，佢嘅怜悯，佢嘅无比嘅爱，同埋佢嘅宽恕。
Now, I'll unpack that a little later in the message, but what I'd like to point your attention is this. Why does the psalmist emphasize in his prayer to God about God's character? Why?
为什么诗篇里面的诗人大卫为什么他这么着重去讲出神的位格他的特别呢?
Because he knows he needs the guide more so than just the wise guidance for living.
因为大卫他知道他所需要的是一个真是一个神一个引导者去引导他，不是只是单单的一些话语去帮助他。
Because if the psalmist knows the guide, then he can trust what the guide, how the guide will lead him.
因为这个就是里面的诗人就是说他需要去知道去明白这个引导者才能够帮助到他能够去怎样去引导他的生命。
Despite the danger that's around him, despite the difficult circumstances that the psalmist is in, that you're in.
So, 无论是在当时这个诗人的情况，无论是在一个危险的状态当中，他知道和相信这个引导者。
Isn't it true? If you've been a Christian for long and you've been following God, you know that.As you go down the path of life, you know how hard it is to follow God.
如果你已经相信主是一段时间，你知道其实是几难的去跟随主的每一天每日。
You know, you start to question, I'm going down this path, Lord, because you say to go, and there's a lot of danger, there's a lot of risk there.
我们作为基督徒的，我们很多时候会看就说，啊，我们生命当中很多的挫折，很多的问题，究竟神啊，我是不是应该这样去行呢？
Because when you live the life of faith, you will suffer. You will suffer.
但如果我哋凭着信心去行嘅时候，系我哋嘅生命当中系会有一个痛苦。
And living life by faith in God's promises can bring you more trouble.
如果我哋系凭着信心去过活嘅时候，系我哋喺生命当中会经过唔同嘅挫折。
In contrast, what does the world say? Look out for number one.
但系若然若你系跟住呢个世界嘅呢个智慧去行嘅时候，先至世界就话：如果你呢个咁多挫折嘅，去行第二条路咯。
By the way, God doesn't neglect that truth. He says to bear your own load, Galatians 6:5, right? He tells you, bear your own load.
而神嘅嘢都系好清楚讲出嘅，就话人我哋系需要去担当我哋自己嘅担子，去担当我哋自己嘅问题。
That means you ought to provide for yourself and your family.
系，我哋系需要系应该去供给我哋嘅需要，我哋嘅家庭。
And you shouldn't expect others.To do that for you.
我哋都唔应该话希望哦，人哋会供给俾我哋。
But Paul also rightly says right before that in the same chapter in Galatians 6 to what? Bear one another's burdens.
但喺呢个加太书入边嘅，其实都讲到就系话，我哋每人嘅都要需要担当互相嘅担子。
And thus fulfill the law.Of Christ.
为什么我们这样做？因为我们就需要去完全这个基督的律法。
But obviously you can't bear anyone else's burdens unless you've carried your own load, right?
所以说我们很困难的，怎样去担当别人的担子，例如我们自己的担子都担当不起。
And so we should encourage all, every single one of us, every single believer and non-believer to serve.Because there's God's blessing in serving.
所以我哋作为每一个人嘅，就算系信咗未信嘅，我哋已经需要嘅互相嘅去扶持，互相嘅帮助。
And that means you have to bear your own load too.
系当中入边，我哋需要去首先嘅去担当我哋自己嘅担子，解决咗我哋自己嘅当中嘅问题。
And you need to do that well so that you can give to others.
我需要去了解，去能够担当我自己心中入边嘅担子，先能够去帮助到别人。
You see,I'm not saying anything that you don't know. Helping others is going to cost you. It will cost you.
去帮助别人是需要我们自己的时间和一个金钱。
And that's why you need to know the guide. Because the ball of thread is going to be thrown out there. You got to follow that thread. And it might lead you to danger.
所以我们生命当中我们需要去明白去知道这个引导者。因为我们知道怎么去跟随这个人。
And that's why the psalmist is...Focusing on the character of God, because he has to know this guide, or else he's not going to follow.
所以詩人嘅就去講解就話，我哋需要去了解依個嘅引導者嘅特性，我先能夠去跟隨咗佢嘅指引。
Did you happen to notice what David said earlier in the Psalm in verse
3? 大家有冇去睇到就係話喺依篇嘅面嘅第三節，詩人佢點講咧
？Again, referring to those who wait.Patiently for the Lord to guide them in life.
话讲到就话，我哋需要去有个耐心嘅去等待神嘅引领。
Teddy, if you don't mind, go back to verse 3. I hope you see that. And certain words, when you read part of the Bible and study it, just kind of stick out. Here, it's the word shame. But again, that word is. You have to understand what's behind that word. It's not like our English word.Shame or ashamed.
咁入边系当中入边咧，系第三节啊，好重要嘅。我哋去睇就话入边当中所讲嘅字眼嘅羞愧。
Verse 3 says, I'm reading from the NIV. That's the ESV up there. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame, but shame will come on those who are treacherous without cause.
入边讲就话第十五章第三节就话，凡等候你的必不羞愧。唯有那无故行诡诈的，必要羞愧。
Notice also that it appears twice in this verse, also once in verse 2, and also once again in verse 20. That word shame pops up.
咁羞愧呢个字咧，喺第二节同第三节都有讲到。
But you know that word shame is more.Than just being embarrassed or being foolish.
呢个系边当中所讲嘅字眼，系羞愧，系多过话唔单止话讲到好似好尴尬，或者我哋做啲嘢好愚蠢咁样。
Now, of course, the Bible does say things about shame that allude to being embarrassed and feeling foolish, right?
係入邊當中佢嘅羞愧，即係亦都係我其實都係有做一啲嘢，我哋可能係唔啱去做錯，令到我哋好似好慚愧。
For example, Jesus speaking with along the lines of not being ashamed of God, not being ashamed of spiritual things. He says this in Luke 9:26. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his glory.
凡把我和我的道当作可耻的，人子在自己的荣耀里与天父圣天使的荣耀临降临的时候，
in similar fashion, Paul, Apostle Paul writes, Romans 1:16, I am not, again the same word, ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes.
而罗马书的第一章第16节都讲就话，我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的。
See, we're warned there against shame in the way that we understand shame, because we all are often embarrassed for representing the gospel and representing Christ, and you ought not to be.
所以我们就后面当中的神都是去警告我们，要说去羞愧，就是说叫我们都是要小心，不要就是在耶稣基督里面或者福音里面，令到福音里面有这个羞耻。
But that's not the chief understanding of the word shame here in Psalm 25.
I'm sorry.
The being ashamed of the gospel or being ashamed of representing Christ to the world is not what's behind the word shame in Psalm 25.
里面所讲的羞耻不是只是简单的所讲的理由。
The unique biblical idea behind the word shame in Psalm 25 is being let down, being disappointed. It's having trusted in something that in the end proves unworthy of your trust.
入边当中讲嘅羞耻就系讲就话，意思就系话我哋会系被觉得系会受到觉得唔啱，我哋将我哋嘅信心摆喺入边当中嘅，而最后嘅系得唔到得到嘅成果。
Slide 6. Thanks. Shame in the context of Psalm 25 is more than just embarrassment. It's more than just feeling foolish.
而入边当中圣经所讲嘅羞愧，系多过所讲嘅话尴尬或者系做啲愚蠢嘅事。
It's the humiliation that comes from being rejected, from being abandoned.
入边当中讲嘅羞愧，意思即系话都系多过系讲到系被到抗拒或者被遗弃。
It's like when you read in the news, or you hear, or you see in the movies. It's when the wedding day comes, right? And nobody shows up. One of the two don't show up.
作个例子就是说，好像一个婚礼当中，在一个婚礼里面，没有一些人是到了去参观。
You're being rejected, right? Abandoned.
作为这对新人的，会觉得会是被这个抗拒，被羞愧。
The psalmist is saying this behind that word shame in Psalm 25. Imagine putting all your hope, all your life in God, and then he abandons you.
好似讲到就话，譬如作个例子就系话，你将你嘅信心完全嘅去摆到呢个嘅神入边当中，但系摆到一啲嘢嘅当中，但系最后嘅呢啲嘢系遗弃你。
See, obviously that's more than being embarrassed, right? It's devastation. You know, if you're it's your wedding day and you're up here and then you're waiting, and the person you're supposed to marry doesn't show up.
就好似一个人去一个譬如一个新郎去结婚嘅时候，去等佢当中喺个婚礼当中入边嘅新娘系唔到，嗰种痛苦就系呢个嘅羞辱。There
are some places in other parts of the Bible that make this very clear what's behind that word shame in Psalm 25.
咁其实圣经有唔同嘅地方都讲到呢个嘅羞愧。
For instance, Romans 5:5, Paul writes about the Christian's hope, and this is where an older translation, the King James Version, is helpful, because it says, hope that maketh not ashamed. It uses that word.
在罗马书第五章第五节都讲到就说，有讲到这件事，就说盼望不至于羞愧，羞耻。
See, hope maketh not ashamed means what?
咁嘅意思係咩呢?
This means that the Christian's hope will never be seen as something illusory,
right? Or in vain. Slide 7.
Recognizing this meaning, more modern translations like the New International Version alters it and says, hope does not disappoint us.
另一個version去講解就話這個盼望不至於羞恥去講解就話這個盼望不會去令到我們有灰心.
It also appears in the Old Testament, Isaiah 49:23.
亦都是同一樣的在以賽亞書第49章第23節裡有講到.
Again, the Apostle Paul quotes from Isaiah 49 and Isaiah 28 further in Romans 9 and 10.
也都是在不同的地方,也都是罗马书第9章,第33节都有讲到.
In the Old King James Version, it says, they shall not be ashamed that wait for me.
他就讲到,等候我的心,等候我的,必不自羞愧.
But of course, in a more modern translation, which brings home what's behind that word, shame, NIV says, those who hope in me will not be disappointed.
也都是在新約版裡面當中說的就說誰在等待我的他的盼望都不會有失望.
You see what those, what's behind that word?
大家看不看到這個字眼這個羞愧的意思呢?
It means that those who staked all they have on God, He will not abandon you. He will not let you go.
意思就是说,若然你将你的生命完全的交托给神的当中的时候,神的是不会放弃你.
And that's the way David in Psalm 25 uses that word shame.
就是说大卫的这个诗人就是想讲解这件事.
Now why do we need to know that today?
为什么我们今天需要去明白呢?
Because the world is against you, the Christian.
因为这个世界是对抗我们基督徒.
It's because also you have a sinful nature.
因为我们人都是有一个罪疚.
And Satan is out to defame God and destroy you.
也都是当中里面有撒旦的怎样去毁谤神.
You see, you can't fight those three forces against you on your own strength.
所以我们不可以只是单靠我们自己的能力去对抗外来的引诱.
There are verses that put those three together, the world, the flesh, the devil. Flesh meaning sinful nature. They're out to get you.
这就是说这个世界当中的肉体都是这个
to prevent you from trusting in the steadfast love of God for you.
所以那些外来的令到我们不能够去跟随到神的意思.
You see, guidance is not something God gives you.
所以引导不是说神是给到我们.
It's something God does.
引导是神是做的工作.
The Bible doesn't talk that much about how to get guidance.
圣经并没有讲解就话点样系我点样能够去得到呢个嘅引导.
It emphasizes, it talks more about the kind of person who's guided.
但系圣经并佢讲就话当我哋受到呢个引导嘅时候，呢个系我哋人会点样.
And especially if you're young here, you need to understand that because you'll be very frustrated if you don't.
我哋要去明白，如果你唔明白嘅时候，你会觉得好灰心.
And verse 4 is really the key to understanding this.
而第四节嘅就系一个好重要嘅学习.
Teddy, if you don't mind, if you go back to verse 4, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Verse 5, guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my Savior. You are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long.
所以就说,耶和华,求你将你的道指示我,将你的道教训我.
See, this is the reason why you need to know the truth of God inside out.
所以就说,为什么我需要去了解神的话语?
It's because without the truth, your heart's going to be hard.
所以我们的心里面是不能够明白神的道的时候,我们的心会变硬.
And verse 9 of Psalm 25 says that God only guides the humble.
而所里面所说的话,神只是会引导一些有谦卑的人.
That word humble doesn't mean people who view themselves low. as in low self-esteem.
谦卑不是说一个人是很自卑的或者看到自己很低的。
When it says God guides the humble, it means that the person is teachable.
这个humble讲的谦卑意思就是说那个人是能够受教的。
That the person is willing to be compliant and obedient to the Lord.
如果人是会去跟随神，是会受教，去听神的话语。
It's not talking about your low self-esteem or your attitude toward yourself.
谦卑不是说我们要看低自己，我们很自卑。
When it says God guides the humble, it's talking about a person who trusts and obeys, is willing to listen, is teachable.
去教导这个我们谦卑人，就是说那个人是愿意的去受教，愿意的去跟随神，愿意的去受神的教导。
And that's why daily, and especially on the Lord's day, on the Lord's supper day, you have to ask yourself, is there any area in my life where I'm not obeying God?
所以就是我们每一，我们的特别解释星期日的当中，我们要去自己去思想，就是说，究竟我们是不是有些事情我们不去跟随神呢？
You got to ask yourself those tough questions.
我们要去问自己这些很困难的问题。
Are you bitter against somebody?
我们的内心里面是不是很苦毒对一些人呢？
Are you deceiving someone with half-truths?
我们是不是有些事情去隐瞒或者去骗别人呢？
Are you really being generous with your time and money?
究竟我们是不是真的很乐意的去给出我们的时间和金钱呢？
Are you being selfish in any way in your life?
我们内心里面，我们人里面是不是有自私呢？
The psalmist says, I know I'm being disobedient.
耶稣里面那句话，我知道我自己是没有去跟随你。
You see, he guides the humble. He only guides the humble.
神只会教导一些有谦卑的人。
Humble people submit to the Lord in their living.
谦卑的人是会去教导一些能够，神会教导一些有谦卑的人。
And how do you know what to submit to if you don't saturate yourself in God's word?
究竟我们要谦卑些什么呢？我们怎么去向神谦卑呢？若然我们自己内心里面不知道神是哪一位。
As the psalmist puts it, so that your faculties can make distinctions on which path to go in life.
所以我们的思想，我们的内心里面需要去完全的了解神。
You know, if you're like me, you know God's word, you know God's will, but you say, I don't want to go there. Not there, Lord. I don't want to go there.
所以说，当我们去了解神的话语的时候，但是我们可能会内心话，我不想去做这些事，因为虽然我是知道。
You see, you've got to trust and obey. Show humility to be guided by God.
所以我们生命当中，我们需要去谦卑，我们需要去受教。
You have to obey even though you don't want to go over there to touch that area of your life.
我们需要去遵守神的旨意，甚至是虽然那些事是我们不想去触摸。
And that's where verse 10 comes in. That's very comforting. Because when you do that, you're going to need comfort.
所以我们需要去看第十节，因为当我们受引导的时候，我们需要神的话语去教导我们。
Next, all the ways of the Lord. It says paths there. All the ways of the Lord in the NIV are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of His covenant.
所以第十节讲就话，凡遵守他的约和他发道的人，耶和华以慈爱诚实待他。
The New Testament equivalent is Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love God.
所以就好像在罗马书第八章第28节就说，万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
See, don't restrict yourself to have a tiny, narrow view of God and His sovereignty.
所以我们不想，我们的生命当中不应该去很狭窄的去怎样去看神。
Don't have a narrow mind in thinking that somehow God's plan for your life depends on your key decisions in life.
所以我们不要看我们的生命，我们要看我们怎么走每一步，怎么去，应该怎么跟随神。
You know, often we say, God, you gotta answer these 5 or 6 questions for me so that my life is, on plan A.
所以我们不应该就说只去问神，神啊，若然你去教导我这样，我就跟随你了。
And then, you get the typical questions, who do I marry? What career, what job do I go to? What school do I go to?
若然神你告訴我,究竟我應該跟誰結婚,我應該找一份什麼工,我應該去一間哪個學校。
Oh Lord, what happens if I make a mistake? If I marry the wrong person? If I go to the wrong school? If I accept the wrong job offer?
我要去問神,若然我揀了一個不應該嫁的人,或者我揀了一間不應該去的學校,或者找一份不應該做的工,究竟神我應該怎麼去做呢?
See, a lot of us think, oh, knowing God's will is like a train ride with connections, right? If I miss connection, the first connection, I'm going to not get where I'm supposed to go.
有些人会相信神,觉得好像一个,怎么去信神呢?就好像去搭车,有不同的驳站,这样。
That's why verse 10 is so important. All the ways, all the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
所以第十節為何這麼重要,凡遵守他的約和他法度的人,耶和華都以慈愛誠實對他。
All means everything, right? Everything you do, even your mistakes, everything that happens to you, right?
所以我們生命當中,無論我們怎樣走每一步路,我們需要去守得到神的引導。
Yes, if you make mistakes, if you do stupid things, there are consequences, right? That's how it works.
若然我們是走錯的時候,我們會有一個懲罰。
Yeah, if you do stupid things, there'll be brokenness in your life.
若然我們做錯的時候,我們會受到一個做錯的結果。
There'll be unpleasantness, right?
當中有一個後果。
But what does the verse say? All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of the covenant.
特別說,我們需要的每一步,其實應該都需要去跟隨神。
Which means those who follow, trust and follow Him.
我們需要的是每一步都要去跟隨神。
Obvious example, there are plenty of examples, but one that's so obvious is in the Bible, Jacob.
當中我給了幾個例子,在聖經裡面,譬如說是談講的雅各。
If you're familiar with the Old Testament story, Jacob sins. Sins against Isaac. Sins against Esau.
如果你熟悉這個聖經的時候,你看到雅各如何去做錯,去得罪以撒,得罪以掃。
What does he do? He lies. He cheats.
他做了什麼呢? 他講謊,他騙。
And of course, as a result of that, he has to leave his home.
而結果就是他需要離開他的家。
And you know the story. He has a crummy life because he has to leave his home.
大家有人熟悉的時候,你知道就是當雅各要走的時候,他離開,他過了一個很困難的生活。
And there's all sorts of problems coming at him that come in his life because of his deception.
就因為他的做錯,他的生命是多了很多的痛苦。
Yet, when he's out there, far away from home, in exile, he meets the love of his life, Rachel.
也就是说,当他做错的时候,他要离开,但他所遇见的就是一位女士,就是这个拉结,
who comes from the tree of Rachel? Who? The Messiah comes from that line.
就是说当这个雅各,最后的都是跟拉结一起之后,他们所生的孩子,而后代的就是出了谁,就是耶稣基督。
Think about that. How can it be plan B? The Messiah comes through the line of Rachel.
就是说,为什么我们不是说做错什么事,之后虽然有不同的结果,但其实每个结果都是神所有带领的。
Do you see why verse 10 is so important? So comforting. All the ways, even when you mess up, all the ways of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness.
所以我们生命当中,无论我们怎样去走每一步,我们做对做错,但就算做错当中,神怎样去带领我们,而最后的一个好的结果。
And God's greater than your mistakes.
神的是大过我们所做错的事。
You're not on plan B. God's in control.
我不是说我们做错什么,会走了另一条路,而其实你走每一条路的神都有带领。
But you have to make decisions in life. So it says here that your faculties should be saturated with God's word so you can make right decisions.
而神就是教导我们,其实我们每一个步,我们怎么走,我们心里面应该需要的是完全充满了神的话语。
Because if you don't know the Bible, and you're immature in the faith, your faculties are what? They're not going to make good decisions.
所以我们的内心里面，我们没有完全的充满神的话语，爱作的决定，和很多时候是错的决定。
Again, the psalmist emphasizes what? God's characteristics, because he needs the guide, not just the guidance.
所以话诗入边当中所讲就话，我哋要需要嘅去了解呢个引导者，呢个带领我哋嘅人，就系帮助我哋点样去行我哋嘅路。
Take verse 7, please. The psalmist asks God to remember how good He, the Lord, is.
而诗人又教导我哋喺第七节，我哋话我哋需要去谨记神系对我哋点嘅，系神系几咁好。
How good is God? He welcomes sinners. He welcomes us into His presence.
神是怎样好呢? 就说他欢迎一些罪人。
Because He's good.
他欢迎一些罪人,为什么? 因为神是美好。
The Bible says that Jesus looks for the best in you. He sees the ugliness, but He looks at the best in you.
圣经里面说的什么? 就说神去看到我们是有什么不好,但是神去看我们内心里面最好的东西。
Isaiah 42:3, a bruised reed He will not break, and a faintly burning wick He will not quench.
就在以赛亚书第42章第3节说，亚伦的芦苇他不折断，将成一灯火他不吹灭。
Do you know why God is good?
为什么神是好的？为什么呢?
He's in the restoration business, the rescue business.
因为神是要施行这个拯救。
He makes us into what we should be.
去拯救我们，去帮助我们成为应该我们应该要怎样行的路。
And if you listen and follow His voice, He will teach you.
若然你是去听祂的话语的引导，祂会教导你。
He will show you His grace and mercy.
祂会教导你，祂会帮助你，去给到我们有一个怜悯。
You know what's behind that word mercy?
大家知不知道其实这个怜悯的背后的意思是什么呢?
At least in the Old Testament, the Hebrew word behind mercy is womb.
在希伯来文里面当中，这个怜悯意思是代表了一个妇人的肚腹。
Mother's womb.
是一个妇人的肚腹。
This mercy is a gentle compassion that a mother has for her baby.
这个肚腹就好像一个妇人去怀孕，去照顾这个BB。
And so when God says, I'm going to shower you with my mercy, God cares for you like a mother would care for her baby.
所以神话当中，我会给这个怜悯你，就好像一个母亲怎样去完全的关怀她的BB。
Can a woman forget, this is Isaiah 49:15, can a woman forget her nursing child? That she should have no compassion on the son of her womb?
好像在以赛亚书第49章第15节说的话，妇人焉能忘记她吃奶的婴孩，不怜恤她所生的儿子。
Even these may forget, and earthly moms aren't perfect, yet I, says God, will not forget you.
或即或有忘记的，我却不忘记你。
You see, as God remembers His grace, He's going to remember David. He's going to remember the believer.
就因为神里面当中，祂是有一个怜悯，祂有一个恩典，所以祂会纪念大卫。
And that's why the psalmist is praying to the Lord, according to your mercy, remember me.
所以说，诗人就说，因为你的怜悯，你会纪念我。
You know, we're going to, in a moment, come to the Lord's table today.
所以我们会一阵间会有领圣餐。
What do we do there as we spread out the elements on the Lord's table?
在圣餐里面当中，我们有一个饼，有一个杯。
We remember Christ's broken body, Christ shed blood. And what do we pray?
我们去纪念就说耶稣基督的宝血，祂的舍身，我们祈祷什么？
O Lord, remember me.
我祈祷就说神啊，你纪念我。
Have mercy on me.
求你都是给你的怜悯给到我。
Lord, you know my heart.
我神啊，你知道我的心里面。
Remember what you've done.
求主你都去纪念我。
Right, it's His mercy which allows us to follow and to learn from Him.
就说因为神的一个恩典，一个怜悯，好叫我们才能够跟随了耶稣基督。
And the person who fears God will be taught by God Himself.
若然我们能够有一个敬畏的心，我们会被神去教导。
His reverence and submission to God will make His heart teachable.
让我们好叫我们有这个敬畏的心，我们才能够去被神去教导我们。
And as a result, it says in the Bible, God will give him great blessing.
既然我们能够这样做的时候，神会去祝福我们。
Because God doesn't forget. He remembers his steadfast love, right? That's his committed love, his loyal covenant love for his people.
因为神不会忘记他自己的恒久的爱，他的慈爱，他会纪念我们跟随他的人。
And David is pleading, saying, remember me, Lord, forgive me, not forgive me for my great sins, he says.
而大卫也说，他祈祷，求主啊，你去饶恕我的大罪。
You know, this is the mature David. This is David's been through a lot already. He's already asked for forgiveness, right? He's a mature David.
这个大卫当中，他大卫当时已经是一个很成熟的一个信神的人，他是去求神去宽恕。
But just like the Apostle Paul in the New Testament, David, as he gets older, and more mature in the faith, he feels more and more of the weight of his sinfulness.
而大卫越相信神的时候，越成熟的时候，更加明白自己的生命，更加需要知道，更加需要知道就是他的罪是需要神去赦免。
And that's why he cries out to the Lord, pardon my guilt, for it's great.
所以他就说，他求神去宽恕他的罪。
And how does God pardon great sin?
而神怎样去宽恕我们的罪的重大呢？
Well, as we come to the Lord's table, we remember how, right?
他怎样去宽恕我们呢？就是去透过这个圣桌。
Jesus lived the life you ought to have lived.
就是说，他透过耶稣基督，他过了一个生命，过了一个生命是我们过不到的。
He obeys God perfectly for you.
他过了一个生命是完全跟随神的，我们是不能够做到。
And he takes your place on the cursed cross.
而是就是在这个十架上去代替了我们的这个代价。
Gives of himself to pay your sin penalty.
就是说给了这个，去献出他自己的生命，让我们应该受的惩罚，我们的罪，他已经是披上这个代价。
So that God will guide you.
好叫我们能够得到神的引导。
See, my friends, you got to come. You got to embrace the Lord.
所以我希望大家能够一起来临当中。
You gotta learn from him. You gotta saturate your faculties with his word.
所以我们需要的，我们内心里面是需要充满着神的话语。
You gotta plead, say, Lord, pardon me and remember me.
所以我们需要去求神，叫神去纪念我，去宽恕我。
God's steadfast love is his grace.
神的慈爱，祂的恩典是足够的。
Don't push it away.
不要去推开神。
Let it melt your hard heart.
让神去软化你的心。
Respond to it today.
好叫我们今天的早上能够去回应祂。
The Lord invites you, those of you who believe, to his table.
而神就是呼召一些人，就是说原来他是相信神，耶稣基督他个人救主的，一起领这个圣餐。
To once again plead for his mercy.
也都是能够来到当中的，去求神去宽恕他。
Because it's his mercy alone that makes you a follower of him.
因为就是因为他恩典，就是神能够，让我们能够去跟随到他。
Father, we thank you for your word, and as we come to the Lord's table, may you prepare our hearts and our minds to receive your elements.
主啊，去感谢你，你的话语，让我们的话语临到我们生命的当中，让我们能够去准备我们的心，去领这个圣餐。
We ask for your help to digest your word, to saturate our faculties with it.
让我们求你，都是让我们将你的话语去冲入了我们的内心里面，让我们能够明白。
Humble our hearts so that we be teachable and guided by you.
让我们去谦卑我们的心，让我们能够得到你的引导。
Pardon me of my great sin.
让我们的罪，重大的罪得到赦免。
For Jesus' sake, amen.
奉主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。